Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Two things to play for you, Steve. One, really, but just, again, yesterday and last night we were all talking about the United Airlines debacle. I hadn't seen the video of the man getting back on the plane, the doctor who still hasn't spoken out, by the way. But he got back on the plane all bloodied and was walking up and down the aisle saying crazy things. I wonder if the people who were upset that he got off the plane like the fact that he got on. And how do you get back on a plane? It's impossible to get on and off airplanes. You got to go through people, and then there's a thing, and then there's a person. How do you get on? If you're the bloody nut job they just dragged off, how is he back on the plane? He's back on the plane.
Do you think, what chapter are we in this story?
Three.
Three, and there's maybe six or seven chapters?
We might be on chapter four. Why do you ask?
I just feel like we're going to know. I just feel like, to quote Donald Rumsfeld, the known known now is not altogether known.
True that. Also, we have audio that is just now being released of what also happened on the plane. So it got out of hand. That's what I'm saying. So what do you do when it gets out of hand? Well, you turn to some sort of communication consultant. You get a president and CEO of Comcor Consulting Group. That's Andrew Gilman, who joins us actually before he boards a plane. We've got him for a couple of minutes. Andrew, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
John, nice to join you.
I know you're just about to board, but do you work with companies who have these sorts of crises, these sort of PR problems?
Yes, we do work with companies sometimes before, so you try and create a plan about what might happen, then sometimes during, and then sometimes after, which is in your statement about what chapter is United in. At some point, but not yet, they will try to pivot towards the more positive. Right now, I think they're still in the, what else is going to happen next? Do we have passengers who might decide to fly a different airline than United just because of perception?
Yeah, there's still some fallout to come, I suppose, and maybe the CEO isn't helping things when he is rallying the troops, saying they did absolutely the right thing. Nice to let know that the CEO's got your back, but he may be making it worse right now.
Yeah, it's ironic that Oscar Munoz was last year, you know, he recovered from a heart transplant. He was actually given an award last year by the public relations community as the best communicator in the country. But now, you know, it's hard to put out any statement, including the one he made to the employees, without having that backfire. It sounds like he's sort of defending the actions, which for any traveler, this is your worst nightmare. You get on a plane and somebody pulls you off.
Would you issue a video? Would you have him sit down behind the desk or maybe be there on a jetway and or on a plane and saying, "Here's, I apologize and here's what we should do next"? What would you advise him to do?
That's a reasonable choice, John, because, again, you've got to try and communicate to a lot of different audiences. One, it's your customers. More, and a subset of the customers, the business traveler who feels a little bit violated today. You've got to go to your employees. So a email is okay, a tweet's okay, a video might not be a bad way. Then you can judge the sincerity. That's, I think, among the things they would be considering.
If you're a good TV or video performer, what would you say if you were in that video?
You'd probably have to say, first, we apologize, and that's sort of like the handshake, we apologize. Second, we're looking into it. You just said we don't have all the facts yet. Third, we're going to do our best to try and not have it happen this again. The problem here is that, unfortunately, a lot of things get smushed together. So a few years ago, there was this famous video that went viral about United breaks guitars. Then you had the legging incident from a couple of weeks ago, and it gets a little bit compounded. I think this is more serious is because there's a trust that seems to have been broken at the moment.
Would you abandon any notion of defending the action? Because I've been saying that man made it worse. When the police get on the plane, you're not going to talk your way on. You have to get off the plane. So I'm agitated at this bad citizen, even though he was the victim of bad planning by the airline. But would you continue to defend the airline's actions or criticize the man's behavior?
There are a couple of courts here. One is the court of law, or what the contract says you have a right to do with your ticket. There's the other court, which is the court of public opinion. And that's a, I think at this point, they could be technically right, and this guy may or may not have been right in resisting or standing his feet, so to speak. But it's the bigger issue of the perception. The video went viral, as opposed to if it hadn't been a video, I don't think it would be as big an issue.
I think this is why they want you to turn off your phones when you get on the plane. I mean, isn't it remarkable, without getting too, you know, philosophical about it, a single citizen with nothing more complicated than a cell phone can drop the value of a company by $1 billion in 24 hours. That's what happened.
And that's the reality of the world we live in right now. So we have to be able to plan for that. And what I do for a living is telling clients, government agencies, corporations, that this is a reality. So you have to be able to at least monitor what's going on. And then if you need to, you need to react.
Do you think this mitigates things at all, or will it for the airline? I'll just read to you from one article posted online today. The doctor was charged, this man, Dr. David Dow, was charged in 2005 with 98 felony counts for illegally prescribing and trafficking in painkillers. He also has some other embarrassing allegations and convictions against himself. He was convicted for writing prescriptions and checks to a patient in exchange for sex. Should they sort of compromise him, or would you stay away from that tact?
I mean, I would sort of stay away from that, because that's a separate, and all those things, if they're true, are not necessarily making me think he's the best guy in the world. But as a business traveler, what happened to this person was your worst nightmare as a traveler. You have a ticket, you board the plane, yeah. You assume that's your seat. And so that's why I think that while that may be an interesting set of facts, it's not relevant to how I perceive it, because I don't think they knew that either when they asked them to leave.
I hear some noise in the background. Do you have a few more minutes with me? Literally three?
Yeah.
So
I've got three.
I suggested a video. What else would you suggest he or the company do?
Among the options, and I'm not privy to what United's thinking about, they could be perhaps putting a notice on their website. They may or may not, if the stock prices drop so precipitously, perhaps talking to investors. You have to be consistent in the communication with employees and with the travel agent or the professional travel community. So you have to use multiple channels and be consistent in your messaging. That's one of the pieces of advice we always give.
Lastly, will they recover from this? How long will this linger?
They will recover. There's always a bounce back. The question is how long it takes. If somebody's sitting in an airport and I have a choice between flying United and another carrier today, I think I'll pick the other carrier. Next week, it'll be depending on fares, convenience, what kind of seat I can get. Those are choices. You know, it took BP a couple weeks until they could put the cap on the well in the Gulf of Mexico. That was the only time they could really pivot towards the future. If United, I don't know how long it will take, they'll come back, and then they have to be careful and good in their next steps.
Nice to talk to you, Andrew. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, John.
Andrew Gilman is the president and CEO of Comcor Consulting. Here's what they do. Steve, just like gut reaction, don't overthink it. I'm going to give it to you, and you tell me yes or no you love the idea. You ready? Doctors fly free. Huh? How's that for another promotion? That's what they do now. Doctors fly free. Now they know they're sorry. This will never happen again. And doctors fly free. Boom! All by myself. 145. Here's the number. 312-981-7200. I'm surprised that anybody is actually deciding not to fly United because of this. You know, I mean, unless that was your doctor or your friend, unless you had some personal connection, maybe you're Chinese and you feel differently about this. But I think for most of the flying public, while that looks bad, if you have two options on your screen, one's United, one's American or Southwest, and United is cheaper or more convenient, you're still going to fly United, right? I'm looking for your feedback on WGN.